This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chatterboxes. I'm Hunter.
I'm Austin.
Noah's not here. He is
somewhere else, which is Scouts.
Yeah, with a friend. But today's topic is, drumroll please,
it is what we've been up to since we did our last one when Noah was here,
and our top tens. So let's get straight in. Austin, what have you been doing?
Because we had the holidays in September, at the end of September, to the start of October, mm-hmm. and I went to Melbourne and I did a lot of things, and I went all around Melbourne, and it was really, really fun because I got to see my friends and family that I hadn't seen in so long,
mm-hmm.
I'm really, like, happy that my mum and dad actually saved up enough money to go. And then I had my birthday 2 weeks ago. I turned 13, yippee. And then last Saturday I had a birthday party with Hunter, Noah, and a bunch of other friends. And we had a barbecue dinner and a lot of snacks, and we went to the nearest park and threw a ball at each other, and it was really good time, but I really wish we did a show prior to this. I really wish that we did, but we didn't.
Yeah, we didn't. So I made the debate team at my school, and we go to a different school. So we go to a school. If we make the team, we go to a school to compete against a few other schools in debating. I haven't made the team officially yet. No one has. We have trials tomorrow, so we get a whole middle block, so like an hour and 30 minutes, or no, hour and 45 minutes, to do research, to prepare, and to do the debate.
Yeah, I really hope you get in the team, by the way.
Thank you. I really hope I do,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, everyone that's listening to this right now hopes you're in the debating team, I hope.
Thank you, guys. So, we can't really say what Noah's been up to, because he's kind of been doing... He's also in debating with me. Yeah. So, we do have a few news updates since we left. Did you know that the Limp Bizkit, the bassist for Limp Bizkit, died at 48 years old?
1 little bit of silence for him. 1 moment of silence.
Okay. It's very windy at the moment. Like, we've had pretty... It's, like, been so hot. Like,
yes.
We just came from the bus. The lady, as the bus driver, as we were driving, she opened the door just to, like, let us have air. She was so nice.
Yeah, because there wasn't any AC on the bus, because for some reason it, like, broke down or something, and they couldn't use it. So she just opened the bus doors, which was very thoughtful of her.
Yeah.
And
what were you going to say?
Also, with the news, I heard that Trump has, like, stopped, like, using the Navy, the military, and the Air Force, and, like, stopped paying them for some dumb reason.
Huh?
Yeah, he stopped paying them for, like, a while, and they just have to work and not get paid for some reason.
All right, so... We heard that. So Wendy Sholem has become Hawks on Hastings mayor. Mayor.
Yes. And Richard McGrath has become Napier Mayor.
Mm-hmm. Who's the Hastings Council?
I think it's...
like, the person that won?
Steve Gibson won the councillors.
He was going for mayor.
Yeah, he went for mayor and councillor.
So, did you hear on the... Does your class do, like, the Kiwi Kids News quiz?
Yes, we do.
Did you do the one where it said that the Gaza War is, like... It was the clue, and it's like, is the battle over? And it was a whole thing about the Gaza War being over or something? Oh, like, they've done a peace deal?
Oh, I heard, yes, because, Hamas, because Trump's, like, planning just to, like, saying, like, it's just like, Hamas has given troops over to, given the released hostages and some dead ones off to Israel, and Israel stopped bombing and a lot of stuff.
Yeah, there's, yep. So we have a 3-day week, so tomorrow's the last day of the week. We're currently recording this on Tuesday because we're recording this on Labor Weekend.
Yes, this is coming out on Labor Weekend, which is the last weekend before November.
My birthday, November!
Yay.
Let's go. I'm having a massive 13. Party. Yeah.
Oh, and one of our friends is turning 13 as well. And another one of my friends is turning 13. There's a lot of birthdays in November.
Yeah.
And October.
You know how I'm in a... I don't know if I said this. Did I say I won Banquest? Did I talk about Banquest?
I have no idea.
I don't know if I did. So me and Austin competed... Or me, Noah, and Austin competed at Banquest at Toy Toy. And Noah's band... Austin, your band did really well.
Yeah, so some people said that they were thinking about putting us in third place, but they were just like, why would we have three H&I teams and no other
group? Yeah, because that happened last year. We came third, and then another H&I band came third. And I think it would be quite rigged if it had... people would think it was rigged if you had three H&I bands, like, winning.
So. Yes. And I'm really grateful for the guitarist in your band to get... guitar and
I share a birthday with him. We're both born on the same day. I'm not sure which one's older. Depends by time, but I think I might be older than him.
Don't know. And also we've also been doing... Oh, I haven't told everyone this, but at our school we do this thing called honours. And I've said this to Hunter so many times that he's, like, crashing out at me.
What does crashing out mean, Austin?
Well, you just keep going, like, oh, you've said this so many times and I don't want to hear it again.
Yeah.
So I just got my fourth badge and my fifth, my another star. We need six things to get honours. So either four badges and two stars, or five badges and one star. And at the moment, I have four badges and one star. So I'm seven points away from getting another star to get honours.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm very happy about. And I want Hunter to be my video.
Oh, thank you. Mm. I'll definitely be in your video. Okay, let's do top 10.
Top ten. It's going into the top 10. Can you hear me now?
Right.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. All right. You start.
So, the top 10, some people might go, what the hell? What the hell is top 10? Top 10 is where I say, like, a topic. I say drink choices. Like, Hunter will have to say his top 10 of drink choices.
Water.
So, let's go. I'm going to start off.
What's your question?
My question is, what is your top 10 of gummy bear shapes, gummy bear flavors?
There's like five.
Then your top five.
Okay, so the white one, like the white yellowish one.
Uh-huh. So that's pineapple, I think.
Green.
Yeah.
Actually, no. Blue. There's blue. And then there's the purple ones.
Yeah.
And then number two would be red. And then number one would be green. You?
My top five would be, five the blue one, four the red one, three the green one, two the yellow one, and one the orange one. I really like the orange one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. My question is, we can do top five or top ten, it doesn't really matter, or top three, because top three movies.
Oh, that's a hard one. My favorite movie would probably be Tom Cruise's, Top Gun. Maverick, Top Gun Maverick, and that would be third. Second would be, probably the, Zootopia. I really like that movie.
Zootopia 2 is coming out.
Yes, November 27th.
Oh, the day after my birthday.
If only that was the day before.
Number one. For you.
Number one for me, the very, 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 very hard.
Okay, yeah, we get.
But if there was one movie that I would pick to watch every single time, for me, it would have to be.
You can hear the fan in the background.
Yeah, I know. It would be.
Just name your favorite Christmas movie.
The one that came out 2024 Christmas, you know that one?
Oh, yep.
I can't remember the name of it. I think it was That Christmas.
My top three.
Yeah.
It's kind of a musical, but it's also a movie. Greatest Showman is top three. Mm. Another musical movie. Sound of Music.
Oh, okay.
Your mum's directing that next year, eh?
Yes, she is.
I'm definitely auditioning.
I'm auditioning too, because it's either, for me, next year, I'm either going to go for Kurt or Friedrich, because Kurt is 13, Friedrich is 14. No, Kurt is 12 and Friedrich is 14.
But we're both the same age.
I know.
She base it on height or would she base it just on?
I think she would just base it on
whatever suits or if whoever she thinks suits the part the best.
Yes, and with all the other people as well, the production manager and
Who's musical? Who's music? Just tell me after.
No, well.
Okay, and my number one movie, some people might disagree, but it has to be. All right, you guys don't shoot me, because it's pretty bad. I mean, it's not that bad, but it's
just cut to the point.
Titanic.
Okay. My one is your top five all-time favorite football players.
Okay, number five, Ronaldo. He's okay, number four, Harry Maguire.
Oh, okay.
Number three, Groucho. Number two, I don't know how to say his name. It's like Lamine Yamal or something. And then number one, Heung-min Son from Tottenham.
And I wouldn't put anything on my list because I don't really know anyone.
Okay, top five TV shows.
Oh, that's so hard. Number five for me would be Fuller House.
Oh, yes, I love Full House. What season are you up to? Have you finished it? Or?
No, I need to watch more of it. I'm only on the last episode of season one.
I recommend really you rewatch all of it. Then you, or if you want to. Depends how long you've like not seen it.
And number three would be this new one that I've started watching is Victorious.
Oh, yes, I've seen it. It's so good.
I know.
I don't like the last episode, though.
I'm on the second episode of the second season.
The last episode sucks. It's literally just them interviewing people.
My favourite episode so far is the episode when they all, like, go to Trina's house and, get their feet in the thing of fish. And then they get, like, sick at the end.
Yeah. My favourite one's probably the one where they... Oh, I don't know if you've seen it, though. It's the one they get stuck in the thing. And they go to the beach. They skip school and go to the beach.
Oh,
and they get stuck in the thing. And then Robbie drinks the toilet water and throws it up at the bag. you go.
And
you
he throws up in Trina's bag.
Yeah, okay. Well,
second would be... Second would be Simpsons and first would be Family Guy. Because I like Peter Griffin.
What do you mean? How have you seen Family Guy? That is PG-13, bro. Actually, no, that's PG... Frickin'. I said frickin'.
Well, I can watch 13-plus movies now.
Same. I can. My mum is like... Because I'm close to 13. Okay, my top five. It would be... Like, you know, the Nailed It, the baking show.
Oh, yeah.
And then number four would be... Yeah. Is It Cake?
Oh, okay.
Number three...
So you like food, I'm guessing.
Number three would be Fuller House.
Yeah.
Number two would be The Rookie. And number one would be Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Wednesday, I would not recommend. If you are, like, 11 or 12, yet you can watch the first season. Like, that's not
You're
that
12.
Bad. Yeah, I know. No, I mean, like, if you can... If your parents, like, know what the second season is, like, the first episode is, like, what the heck? Like, the first episode of Wednesday of season two, it's literally her with a knife with, like, black coming out of her eyes, and she's got, like, a gag in her mouth, and then she rips it off and says, let's play dolls, and then, like, yeah.
Mm.
And there's a lot of killing, and it's basically horror, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
what are we doing for time?
We're at 18 minutes.
I say one more question.
Yeah. What for both of us?
Yeah.
For both. Yeah. So my question would be top five.
It's not even top 10 anymore.
Yeah, I know.
I'll ask a top 10. How about that?
Top five would be soda drinks. So
okay. Five Fanta. Four. Five is Lyft. Four is Coke. I don't like Coke that much. It's too sweet. Number three, Sprite. Number two, Fanta. Like, any flavour. And number one, lemon and pyrrole, bro. I've got that in my blood.
I have, like, this much moldy in my blood.
I have a side of moldy in my family.
I've only got, like, three people in my family that are moldy.
You know... From Kapahaka? Yeah, I'm related to her.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So with my top five, five would be Fanta.
Mm-hmm.
Four would be Coke.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
Would be...
Yeah. Yeah.
Three would be LMP.
Mm-hmm.
Two would be Dr. Pepper and one would be L&P. No, I already said three for L&P. One would be Sprite. One Sprite. I love Sprite so much that I'd drink
Bro,
it.
You can hear this
even if
mom.
I didn't want to.
Oi,
even
okay.
if I was sick, I would drink
My
it.
My question, top 10 chip flavors.
Oh.
You go.
Okay, 10. I'm throwing this in the back burner, but because I hate it so much. Salt and vinegar.
Get out. You're kicked off the show. No, I'm kidding.
So that's 10.
Do you at least like salt and vinegar with like onion dip or something?
Just a little bit.
Okay. Is it because it's too vinegary?
Yeah, and I don't like vinegary stuff. And number nine for me would be, you know those popcorners things, right? The original. I don't like the original.
Hmm.
And then number eight would be ready salted.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of respectable. It's just so bland.
Number seven would be Munchos. You know Munchos. Number six, the black ones. Five.
Yeah.
Number five would be Russians.
What the heck is Russians?
Rations.
Rations. You said Russians. I was like, what?
Russians. What would I eat Russians?
Russia.
Okay. Number four.
Russia. Do not like it because it's...
Number four would be burger rings.
Ooh, burger rings.
Number three would be chicken. I like chicken chips. Mm,
chicken. Yeah.
And number... Doritos.
Oh, Dorito Genito. What is number one?
Number one is so hard to pick, but if I would pick it, because I like so many chips, my favorite chip.
Wait, let me guess.
Hmm?
It's that apple one. Maple bacon. Is that one?
That's maple bacon, yeah.
Maple bacon.
I hate maple bacon so much.
Okay, you're going to kill me. My top 10, number 10, maple bacon.
Get out!
I gag every time I eat.
Get out!
Number 9, Lay's original. They're disgusting.
I've never had Lay's original
before. It's disgusting. Do not have
it. I've only had one Lay's flavor before. And it
number
was...
8, barbecue flavored Pringles.
Yeah.
Number 7, probably salt and vinegar Pringles.
Yeah. Ew.
Number six, salt and vinegar.
Yeah.
Number five, it's those Cheeto rings. It's like burger rings, but they're like more cheesy.
Cheezels.
Yeah, Cheezels. Then burger rings and rations. Wait, no, that's number six. Number five is rations. Number four is Twisties. Number four is burger rings. Number three is Twisties. Number two is sour cream and onion, I think. The green Pringles.
Oh, and number I forgot one, to put that on my list.
Number one, chicken. But it has to be thinly cut. It doesn't really matter, but I prefer it thinly cut. Just any chicken.
For my list, take out... What was 10 again?
I think you did.
Salt and vinegar. I'm going to take that out of the list and it's not on my list anymore. And I'm going to move everything back one, except for maple bacon.
Yeah.
And put sour cream and chives it too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a wrap.
Yep.
We hope you enjoyed our first episode. After a while, there will be another one coming out probably in a few weeks after this one.
Yes.
We have to do a lot of episodes. We have to do like two. That's not a lot, but that's fine. Hopefully Noel will be in the next one.
Yeah.
If he's not doing anything.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye. I hope everyone has a great weekend.
Bye. I
hope everyone has a great weekend after you've seen this on... Because it was filmed on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And you're seeing this on a Saturday. And I hope you have a great weekend.
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching this. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.